Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Stuff Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. This is Rachel Sainer.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today?
So we became a customer, I think it's about a month or so ago, and I've been having troubles with two devices.
Okay.
Everything else is fine, but these two devices, they can't stay connected. They keep dropping. And one of them is my Ring doorbell. And so now we're having to charge it every single week, whereas before it was like every 2 months or so.
Oh, that's
interesting. How I discovered that it was like something related to the new router, because I went through Ring tech support to say, like, what's going on here? Is the battery going? And they could tell from their end it's constantly losing connection and trying to reconnect, and that's what's draining the battery.
That's
interesting. One of the two devices. But all the other, the second device, I don't even know what to call it, but it's like it's a heater, but it's like a panel heater that's in one of our bathrooms, and it's electric, but we can access it through an app and through our Amazon devices to say, turn it on, turn it off, or whatever.
Okay.
And it's constantly, it also is constantly flashing, like it can't connect, and then it reconnects on its own. So it's just these two devices. There's something wonky going on, and I'm just not sure. I don't know how to troubleshoot that when everything else seems fine.
Yeah, that's a bit strange. How far would you say that they are from the router?
Very close. Like the Ring doorbell is maybe 6 feet, if that. It's like right outside the window where the router is. And the heater is in the next room over. So they're both very close.
Okay, that's very interesting. Go ahead and provide me with your service address, please.
107 Joseph Drive in Saugerties.
Okay, perfect. And what is the best phone number to reach you in the event that we get disconnected, please?
845-417-6350.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and take a look. Let's see if there's anything that I could possibly pull up. Because at least if I can take a look into the habit of it, I can at least see what we can possibly do. And so you only have one router?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's the two devices. Yeah, I think one is the one Wi-Fi, one is the router, right? I have a white box and a black box.
So one would be the modem, one would be the router, yeah.
There we go, yeah.
Okay, so I've got it here. Let me see if I can take a look and because what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the quality of it and see what it is that's having the issue. And I'm wondering if it's just a compatibility. But, I mean, I don't see why because, I mean, we provide the 5 hertz and the 2.4. So I just find that a little bit interesting. What is the name of the heater?
Let me see. My app says, I don't know if the app would help.
Because it wouldn't be the Nest thermostat, because that would be the little circular one that sets everything.
My app is called EWE-Link, but I don't know, like, on the network what it might be called.
Okay.
We named it Toasty. Does it come across as that?
I love that. You just made my afternoon, by the way. Because that's something that I would totally do. Oh, I wish it did pop up because then it'd make it easier for me to see it. That's
well,
great.
See, if I go into the app that you guys gave me, I should be able to tell in HomePass, and I look at devices, I should be able to.
Yes, you should. Correct. But that is epic. That is the epic name for that, by the way. Like, I'm tearing. That's how great that is. Oh, that definitely made my afternoon. I mean, it makes sense, you know? Especially after getting out of the shower, especially during the winter. I mean, yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. I wanted heated floors.
Oh, yeah.
I got told, no, we can't install that. And I'm like, why not? As it turns out, my bathroom was an addition, so what's directly underneath the subfloor happens to be straight dirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so couldn't do it as much as I wanted it to. But, yeah, no, that was fun. I mean, I've got the EUFY home security.
Nope, not that one.
Okay.
I got a new phone this morning, and I'm not logged into this app, and it's fighting me with my password. So.
Oh, I can provide that to you if you want.
No, I'm talking about the toasty thing.
Oh, the
oh, no,
toasty.
Wait,
okay.
I did mean the HomePass, right?
Oh yeah, the HomePass. I can provide you the password.
Never mind. I was pulling the wrong one. I was confusing toasty with this, and because yes, so never mind.
Did you get into it?
Hold on. Password.
Because if you need it, I can provide it to you.
I think I have it. Okay, I don't have it. I thought I had it in my password program, but somehow I don't.
Oh, yeah. No, you're fine. Okay. So it's Arch with a capital A.
Mm-hmm.
Top with a capital T.
Mm-hmm.
And then your phone number. So 845-417-6350.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah, it's kind of handy that we have that information available so that we can help you get into it.
Yeah.
Because the only things I can think of...
It must be the one that's called Express-If.
Expressive?
It's definitely not.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what else that would be. And okay. None of these other ones are it, for sure.
Because I was thinking the OHO or the one that just says 4EBB.
Yep. OHO is my laptop.
Oh, okay.
Or the which one?
The, where'd it go? 4EBB10E598A5, because that's one that's showing offline right now.
That's not even showing in my list.
Yeah, because it's one of the offline devices. Sometimes the app will show you what's currently connected.
Yes, that is all showing right now.
Yeah, so it's showing as offline, so that's probably why it's not showing up in the list. And I'm just kind of wondering if it is currently connected to your Wi-Fi. Because the Expressive is showing it's connected.
Do I have the ability to see the devices that are not connected right now?
You should be able to. Yeah, because as far as devices go, you have a total of 47 devices on the account, which I'm also wondering, let's see what you have.
Well, I think that's just because we have a lot of guests that come and connect, but they're not here regularly.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's 16 that are currently online, so that makes sense. Because I was going to say, if you have like 30 devices connected at all times, you might want to think about a Wi-Fi extender to at least kind of open up the bandwidth a little bit. Are you noticing a pattern when they're having trouble connecting? Like, is it during a specific time? Like, maybe you're having multiple devices on?
I don't even know, because like the Ring, I mean, I guess now that I think about it, once or twice that I've gone to look at the live view, it says it can't connect. And I was like, oh, the Ring system must be down, not realizing it was because it couldn't connect to the
Wi-Fi,
to the router. So, you know, I just called Ring the other day to try to troubleshoot that. And that's when they told me about the connections piece. And
yeah,
then
absolutely.
The there have been many times where I've said to Alexa, turn Toasty on, and she says, Toasty's not connected to the network. And other times,
okay,
it is. And there's been no pattern of when it is and when it isn't when I ask.
Okay. So I'm trying to think as to what we can see, or at least if we can recreate it. Let me just run a speed test real quick to see how everything is doing. I mean, everything seems to be fine as of 7:28 this morning, but again, how many people are really connected, or how many devices are actively being used at that time? It's really the question.
Yeah, my other three household members were gone by then, and I was out walking.
So yeah, exactly.
Whatever the basics are that need to stay connected, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and I mean, it's looking like it's okay as far as speeds go, because another thing that could always be, you know, if it were to slow down, then we would know that we would have, like, some congestion or something interfering. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get you over to someone who has a little bit of a deeper access into it to see if maybe we can fix it and see if what may be the root cause of those two devices not connecting. All right. Other than that, was there anything else that I could possibly answer? Okay, perfect. All right, well, in that case, just bear with me. I'm going to get you over, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it. It's just going to take me a minute. I think my program just froze.
Okay.
So I apologize. Just bear with me one more moment, okay? I apologize for the silence. I'm just trying to refresh my page so I can get you connected. I apologize so much. This is not something I expected. All right, bear with me. Do you mind if I give you a call right back?
Sure.
The 417-635-0 is a good phone number?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'll call you right back. I appreciate
it. Thanks.
I guess my computer decided.